And now for some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Telling us what to do if we've knocked a tooth out is Dr. Patrick Smith, assistant professor and residency program director for the dental service at Upstate.
This is a fairly common occurrence that we actually see in our office. Here at Upstate, at times people do come into the emergency room for these types of issues. And of course, dental service is high on the priority of consultants that come in to look at the patient and treat them. When this is a situation that you're approached with, either a friend, a child, a family member in your house, you're out in this time of the year, we have sledding accidents, we have ice skating accidents, and falls are the most common reason that people may fracture a tooth or lose a tooth. So in those situations, it's probably the most important message that you want to understand is time is of the essence. When you actually lose a tooth, you have a very limited time frame in which to treat that situation. So from our standpoint, if this happens in a gymnasium, a sports complex, in the summertime, it may happen at the baseball field, at school. A lot of those institutions have what's called a save-a-tooth kit. And then what it is basically a liquid that preserves the tooth for a short period of time. And the most important thing is that the tissue is alive, and we need to maintain it until we can reimplant it into the socket from which it came. So when a patient either goes to the emergency room or goes and makes an urgent appointment at their dentist's office, the idea is, again, the tooth needs to be reimplanted into the socket as soon as possible. In our time frame, we like 30 to 60 minutes. Sooner is always better. If you feel comfortable looking at the tooth and handling the tooth, my message is always make sure you handle the tooth by the part you can see, meaning the crown, the top of the tooth. Never handle a tooth by the root. And in those cases, you want to make sure, again, that you put it in something moist. Milk is fine. If nothing else, water. Or if you feel comfortable, you can place it in the pouch of your cheek. Again, you need to maintain moisture at all times until you can seek professional help. Once you're at the dentist's office or an oral surgeon's office or the emergency room, those folks are going to help take it to the next step, which is numbing up the patient, getting them comfortable, and then trying to reimplant the tooth and secure it almost like with braces at that time. There'll be follow-up needs, of course. You're going to have follow-up for a few months, actually, for something like that. So there are other things, but we want to get the tooth stabilized. We want to get back into its natural environment. And the best way to really do that is to reimplant the tooth as soon as possible. Now, if there are other associated injuries, sometimes you need to have the EMTs there, and the ambulance may come to help out with that. And you let them do what they need to, and oftentimes they, too, will help reimplant the teeth. So I think overall the issue, the take-home that we want to make sure is that people understand is it's alive. Even though it's not part of your body anymore, it's alive, and you need to get it taken care of. So placing it in a favorable environment, like we talked about, is the best way to initiate treatment.